it good? Okay. For Pastor Cantine and those of you, whoa, a little too loud. I don't want to scare you all. Buenos dias. ¿Cómo están? Oh, muy bien. Okay, there's a couple of you. Thank you, Pastor Cantine, for all your Spanish, and it's now definitely coming out, and I thoroughly enjoy it. So, and remembering, I don't know if you guys still do, some of you in Spanish class, but those good old Destino days with Raquel and Arturo certainly helped. Anyway, before I start, I would just like to share one of the verses that God has laid on my heart these past 2 years. I think it's always important to start with him and the scripture. So in Deuteronomy 7:9, it says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." And so I don't think I really understood the faithfulness of God until these past 2 years, living in a different country. As a single, it can be very hard. I'm not going to lie, but it was Panama certainly was one of my toughest years of my entire life. Costa Rica, I went through a year of language school, and I lived with a host family. And also in these past 2 years, I don't think I've cried more than I ever had in these years. I was not really a crier until this time, and most of you probably know that. So anyway, if I start crying today even, just bear with me. I'm kidding. but I might. Costa Rica was just a beautiful year. The Lord placed me with a host family, and there are nights talking about crying. I would sit down, and you know, you're so tired, you don't understand what's going on. You're pointing at the fruit, and you think it's an apple, and that's all that can come out. And so, learning to communicate in a different language is just wild, but a beautiful thing of God. And over this time, though, I've come to realize that sometimes you get so caught up learning this language and you just forget that the true language, the one that you're really trying to work for, is the language of Christ, and that is love. And I promise you, if you keep manifesting that, if you keep working after him, they will see that. And that's what brings people together. So I had to learn that lesson, and I still am learning it. When sometimes I think that I should know this word and I should know how to say such and such, and it can get very frustrating, but he takes care of it. And that's why we have the Holy Spirit to come help us, and he speaks for us. He helps us in Romans 8, and talks about our groanings and our pains and just how he intercedes for us. He'll do it in trials and tribulations. He'll do it, I think, down to the smallest thing of language, because that's how I survived, was solely working on my relationship with the Lord first and foremost. And I can only give him glory for his faithfulness to me and to the team in these past 2 years. So yeah, ended up graduating from school. I probably say the same thing that I did at my NCS graduation, is that I'm not sure how they let me graduate, but they did. I think it's because they wanted to get rid of me. So after a year of language school, I headed on over to Panama for the next 10 months. And the Lord, really brought me to a time of seeking him constantly, daily, moment by moment. It was a hard year. It was a year almost of being in the desert, yet enjoying so much and seeing how his plan was unfolding, not only just for me and for the team, but for the Panamanians, relationships that were being built and in formation, and being so tough to work with the Panamanians, because as opposed to what they call Costa Ricans, Ticos, the Ticos are more open and more friendly. The Panamanians are closed off. They have a stigma against North Americans. They also have a stigma against Colombians. So me being Colombian, I'm between a rock and a hard place. No. they are not as friendly and open. And the problem with them, I'll just give you an overview. I might have shared this back when I was here the first time, which Joey reminded me that I came in with crutches and a limp, so thanks for your patience there. Today I'm healed, supposedly. Still walk around a little bit weird and funny sometimes. But anyway, they have a hard time accepting the gospel because they have so many other religions coming in through. And now the problem is we have a bunch of Muslims entering through the Panama Canal and starting to build up their mosques and things like that. And we have a mosque being built about 20 minutes from where I'm living, which is about 20 minutes also from the Panama Canal. And they're trying to build one of the world's biggest mosques in the world. So I'll probably say this after even every slide. Just keep on praying. I appreciate your prayers that have sustained me so much in this time. I could not do it without your prayers. And it is a privilege also to join you in prayer and pray for you guys. And just to be able to share with some of you and hear some of you guys' hearts even on Friday at the spring program was just a blessed thing. So thank you so much for everything that you have done for myself and the team and the Panamanians. So as I was saying, though, the Muslims are coming through, and the overall, the overall thought process with the Panamanians is that they'll accept the gospel, but only half-heartedly. Sometimes people know of Jesus, sometimes, and I'll explain later, just some of the indigenous have never even heard of Jesus. So that's a whole different thing, but they are being indoctrinated with voodoo and, of course, now with Islam and different things. So it's very hard to understand the true gospel of Christ. And so that's what we're trying to do now is it's not even just sharing it. It's how to break through cultural barriers. It's how to work with their thought process and their stigmas against North Americans, against other people and against Jesus Christ. And how do you do that? So the Lord's been really working with us and just trying to give us the words and setting up Bible studies. But I'll go into all of that. But as we start, just wanted to... Oh, just kidding. I have a clicker. Thank you. So I'm not sure if you can see, and I don't want to be in anybody's way here. So just to review, that this is my team leader, John, and his wife, Bianca. And there are three boys right here. And their dog, Benny. He is the team leader, and he is focused on youth ministry and things like that. And his wife was a music major, so she wants to do something with music. And then myself and my dog, Max, and the other family that just arrived about 2 months ago, the Pinos, Nathan and Christina are from Minnesota, and their three boys and their dog, and they are both nurses. So the Lord is just bringing together an army, and it's beautiful how he's doing this, and we're just praying for more people to join the team. We need more numbers. The work is becoming so immense that we don't even know what to do with all of it and all the requests and things like that. So just keep on praying for the team. Right now, it's for me, again, I'll be very honest with you, it's so hard to be here. It's been a good break, but as ministries and things are now expanding, especially after the Fowlers have been there for a year already, the first year is kind of dedicated to making friends and relationships and things like that. And now that we've kind of done that, ministries are starting to explode. And so it's hard to be here when I'm hearing about all of this. And so just keep on praying for my patience and also for team unity. I think Satan, obviously when there's something good, wants to destroy it. And so right now there's team conflict, I would say, going on. I'm here and they're there. And just how do we communicate better and how do we work on issues and how do I do things while still here and understanding that my time is here, though, and dedicated to doing things here and visiting people and almost letting them take care of those things and asking the Lord and just praying about those things while being here. So just keep on praying for our team unity and just how the Lord wants everyone to be used in their different places. So this is, we got a picture without all the kids, and I think it looks semi-okay and without dogs. And then, then I don't have any kids of my own, but I know for sure that it gets a little crazy at times. So this is the other family, Mitch and Marisol Hinton, and their three kids. They are in language school at the moment, and they will graduate in August, so they will be joining the team. And he is a construction worker, and she was a dental hygienist. So again, the Lord is just providing different talents on the team, and again, we're just praying for more. There is one other couple that we're assessing currently at the moment, and they'll be going to Panama in May, so this upcoming month, just to see if they fit well with the team, if the Lord is calling them to Panama. So please pray for this couple. Their names are Peg and Mikey Lowe. I don't have a picture of them. Now I'll just talk about a little bit about the ministries. Ana Panama, or in Spanish, Ana Panama. These boys are in a transitional orphan home. This is Rafa, and then this is Ishmael, and then these are three brothers right here, Victor, Xavier, and Hazel. And these are my first friends in Panama. They're precious little boys, but each of them with a very rough story. They have Ishmael's parents both passed away from drug addiction. Rafa has one parent that's passed away from drug addiction, and these three don't even know where their parents are. They just left them. So they've been in and out of foster care and orphanages and things like that, and they're now finally stationed in one that seems to be a good fit. But please pray for them, especially Hazel and Victor and Xavier, the brothers. They're starting to reach the teenage years and having a lot of questions, becoming very angry at life and at God. They know all about him, and they go to church, but it is starting to become a big burden for them to work through questions and things like that. So please keep praying for them. And it's just been a blessing to take care of these younger two. I've done that for several weeks in a row, is been able to go and help. They have foster parents in and out, but they finally have a couple that is more permanent. But the girl, actually, the mother is from Costa Rica, and she just had a baby. So they were sent back to Costa Rica. So again, they've had people in and out of taking care of them, and it's been a joy. But even for myself, I've been traveling ever since I've been here about every week or so, and so I just know the upheaval and the whirlwind that traveling can cause and changes. So please pray that, even though that there's a lot of changes going on, that they will understand God has never changed. He never will. He is their constant, and he just wants them to be part of his kingdom. So keep praying for these boys. English class, this is another ministry. Now, I'm going to tell you, sometimes the Lord has us do things that we don't think that we should do, that we don't think that we're capable of doing, you know, excuse after excuse after excuse. And so the point here with English class is, well, we all went to Costa Rica for a year to learn Spanish. Why, Lord, would you have us wanting to teach English? This doesn't make any sense. I'm not here to speak English. I'm here to learn Spanish. I'm here to communicate with the Panamanians or whoever speaks Spanish. But the Lord said otherwise. And so slowly people started asking about English class. I want to learn English, because down there, if you are bilingual, you have a better prospect of getting a job, making more money. And the average Panamanian, the minimum wage is $400 a month. And usually only the father goes to work, and then the mother stays at home with the kids. And so it's very rough, and Panama is actually a third world country at the moment. So this opportunity, as we started to humble ourselves and had to learn a lesson from the Lord, saying he knows better than we do. His plans are not ours, and his ways are higher, as Isaiah says. And okay, Lord, we don't know how this is going to work. We don't know what's going to go on, but okay, you know. And so we met a pastor who actually is a North American pastor and has a church. They would call the Caucasians, the white people down there, gringos. So the Panamanians would say, this is a gringo church. And he said, well, sure. I think an English ministry sounds like a great idea. So you can have my church for free on Tuesday nights. And so on Tuesday nights, we began English class. And slowly but surely, there I was thrown into conversation class, and there's actually Victor from Ana Panama there the first week. And after 12 weeks, it was so successful that we decided to do another round of classes. And each time growing in English and relationships with these guys, and we started doing devotion. And after the end of the two courses, 16 people were actually saved, and two of them were placed successfully in churches. And we're doing a Bible study with some of the other ones. So please pray for this English ministry. Reach Global is the name of the organization I'm with under the Evangelical Free Church, and their whole motto is to develop, empower, and release. And so what we're praying now is it's about to happen again next month. Again, all these ministries, they're happening next month, and I need patience as I want to be there. But it's been a joy to be here and see all you guys and just share and hear from your hearts, as I've said. But we are now releasing this ministry, this class, unto this gringo church, and we are hopefully starting another English class about 30 minutes from this location towards the city, because more people have started asking about English and just have heard about it. We're not sure how, but other people where we live have heard that there's been an English class and it's been great, and there's been the gospel presented. So people keep asking it. So just pray for these ministries. Another beautiful thing about this is with Panama, graduations can be a big deal because almost they're not a big deal. Some people come, some people don't, but when they do, it's the most exciting thing to the kids just because of the poverty and things like that. They don't have much to offer, and so we were able to just make up little certificates for them, and this was our first graduating class, actually. And the second graduating class had 50 students in it. So it was a joy to be a part of this and see all their smiling faces, and they love it. And they want to see more, and so just keep praying for how God's going to use these English classes and where he wants us to move with the next one. Also, another ministry we have is a Bible club. This is the first one in a town called Chame, where we were the team and, well, the Fowlers and I were originally living until we all moved closer to the city. In Chame, they have a small little church, and a team from the States actually came down to help us launch it off. They've had things here and there, but this was the first year that we were able to start something big and exciting for these students. And the issue and the interesting thing about it is, because of Panama being a third world country, the education is so low. Only 40% are illiterate. And so, again, it's working, not even just presenting the gospel, but not, it's almost a step back even. Well, if they can't read, they certainly can't read the scriptures. Now, how do we do this? So it's teaching them to read along with teaching them Christ. And so just asking the Lord for patience, because we get so hard, for grace. Again, for the words of the Holy Spirit, because there are times when you have no idea what to say, you feel stuck, and they're not getting it. I'll speak for myself. I get frustrated, and how do we do this? But the Lord, he is faithful. I'll go back to that verse I was talking about in Deuteronomy. He's faithful to 1,000 generations, and he proves himself every time. And so it was really neat to see this club get started, and kids come. We had about 25 kids come faithfully, and by the end of the year, Rafa, actually from Anapanama, gave his testimony. Two of these girls started reading and got up to read some of the scriptures, and so it's just been a really beautiful time, and some of them are still a little nervous, especially these three right here. This girl is the one here reading the scripture, but a lot of times they go back to their house and the parents either beat them or are angry with them for going to club. So again, you could say for Panama at least that the statistics look like it's 85% Roman Catholic, but it's not. It's even worse than Costa Rica. I mean, the churches are not full. They don't have, because of the education level being so poor, they're just not even sure how to understand doctrine, even pastors. And so we're working with a few of these pastors just to get the true sound gospel going. And so for these kids, they just need a lot of prayer because they're so discouraged. The teenage years, you know, they think that they finally found something that is life and is truth and is hope, which of course it is. But to go back home and to be told that that's not the way things are, to get punished for it. I just received news a couple days ago. There's another church that I'll show you in just a couple minutes here that they were having a baptism service for some of the kids, and two of the girls wanted to be baptized. They had accepted Christ and were wanted to be baptized, but the parents chastised them actually for it, and so they weren't allowed to go even to the ceremony. And so, yes, please pray for the brokenness. I know it's right around, you know, as soon as we walk out the doors here, but my heart is for the Latin Americans and especially for Panama at the moment. So these teens are just having a rough time with understanding how to please their parents and how to live for Christ. So thankfully, though, some of these, and this is Ishmael from Ana, Panama, as well as Xavier, and then a couple of these other kids did make professions in Christ and also were baptized out in a pool in Chame. Some of you may have heard of the organization Word of Life as well. We are partners with them down there, and so they actually have a campground down there in Chame, and so the kids were baptized out in the pool. It was just a beautiful, beautiful time. Brought tears to my eyes, and again, just keep praying. All of these guys have expressed just the hardship it is to go back home to try and tell their parents that they're baptized, and nobody can express joy, and they're punished for it. So those are the kids of Chame, and these were the faithful ones that helped, and there I am. I had to help out with them every Saturday, and the club just started again, so please pray for this upcoming year that more kids will come and just how the Lord will work through it. And then this is the pastor that we're working with, Pastor Uriel and his wife, Marilyn. Wonderful people of the Lord, but they're just so tired too, and been working with the Panamanians for a long time. They are Panamanian, but just need extra help in how to reach these kids. So this is the second church that I was just talking about, La Iglesia. It means church in Spanish, Avespa Bay. And they threw me into speaking the first week again. I'm not sure why, and hopefully I didn't embarrass myself too much with my Spanish. But this little church, all it is four concrete walls and a tiny little field of grass right beside it that the kids love to play soccer in. This is a very small fishing community, and it's very poor as well. And so these kids, they have about 80 kids coming in through. You'll see about 30 on a Sunday, and there are only 6 adults. And in this community, these kids barely get fed. So we're working on a feeding program for some of these kids, and we just started. If you have any questions afterwards, we can talk about these things. But Reach Global has a program called Global Fingerprints, and some of you may have known the program called Compassion Child, and it's similar to that. And where about $30 to $35 a month, you can now sponsor a kid. So we're working on that being approved for these kids in Espave. Like I said, many of them barely even get a meal a day. They're also chastised for going to the church. That is if the parents are at the house. If not, a lot of these kids, some of these boys up in the upper hand corner, they don't even have parents. Their parents are either in jail or, again, they've passed away. And a lot of them just live just with a bunch of them together in a house. They sleep on concrete or dirt floors. They have no medical attention there. So the Lord's providing the Pinos, Nathan and Christina, the nurses on the team, just to come by and really help with that. Sometimes, I mean, as a kid, you know, you're running like crazy and you'll get scratched or bumped or things like that. But without any medical care, not even Band-Aids and things like that, a lot of times we've seen kids come in 4 days and they'll have an infection as big as their leg just because they've had no care. And so just asking the Lord to really start breaking the chains and the hardship and the poverty in this area. There's also a lot of prostitution. There's a lot of trafficking with these kids. And because they're so poor, as young as 5 years old, they're usually put out in the streets to sell a lot of their seafood that they'll catch in the ocean or the river nearby. So they'll be out selling, and you can see crocodile and crabs and things like that. But 5 years old, they'll be standing outside all day long trying to sell their food just to make a buck or two. So we started a feeding program for some of these kids. And just 1 month ago, actually, we started another club in collaboration with Word of Life there at this church on Saturday. So it's been a joy to see these kids really start to grab a hold of Christ and what he's doing. And without parents even knowing that their father is the true father, and he loves them so very much, and that's all he wants of them is to be called to his kingdom. So pray for the kids of Espa Bay. This little boy, Byron, who's 5, and his brother, Eliberto, they have only seen their parents 4 times in their entire life. Their parents have been in jail for 12 years. And so at one point when they were released, these two were born, and then they went straight back to prison. So they've only seen them 4 times in life, and he always comes hungry. He lives with his grandma and his aunt, and they beat him continually, but yet he comes with a smile on his face every day. And so I just ask that prayer for these kids and what the Lord wants to do in this community. And sure, we're trying to teach them, but of course they're teaching me. And so one day they said, come on, Jamie, come out to the river. I said, well, I don't know about that. A bunch of 5-year-olds tell me to come out to the river. I'm not sure about that. But I said, sure, okay. And we actually ran into this man, and they were able to teach me a little bit about the fishing life there. And so this guy actually, and not only is it fish and crab and things like that, this man is selling corn and concrete and things like that. He'll go across the river and load, find the things and fish, and then load up and come back and try and sell it alongside of the road as well. So very interesting community, and has taught me a lot and has broken my heart for them. And I just pray that the Lord really works and is using them and what he wants to do with all of these kids. So there's some of the ones that I've been really faithfully working with. And there's the pastor, Pastor Cesar, and his wife, Daira. And then some of these kids. And then, of course, my dog, Max, is everywhere as well. So this is the last picture that we took before I left. So we also work with 3 indigenous villages. This one, the Wonon village, being the most open to things. You get in these 2 boats here, and then we'll travel across the Chagres River into the jungle and into the rainforest. And this is the chief of the village, Chief Felipe. And he actually works at a nearby zoo to just get money to for the tribe and things like that. And there, you'll see this is where they live. These huts are built up like this because rain and the floods that come through, they need to build their houses high so that it doesn't wash away. So a lot of times that we come to bring concrete and things like that to make sure that the houses are fortified and bricks just to keep them standing. But there's no electricity there. And these are my teammates, Bianca and Christina, and these are the typical skirts that they wear. About a girl, by the time they're about 13, but sometimes even younger depending on the tribe and the village, but usually all of the indigenous around Panama wear these skirts. But in this particular village, when the woman is about reaching 13, 14, she'll be wearing these skirts. And we discovered at Christmas time, we had a candlelight service for them, we discovered that they enjoy hot dogs. So every time they ask for the hot dogs, you see, bring about 100 hot dogs. And it was just a beautiful time to really talk about Christ and what he's done and just how he was born. And so they're starting to grasp some of that idea. But again, with the indigenous, the problem is cultural traditions. For many hundreds of years, they've lived in such a certain way. So again, before you even can present the gospel, you have to tell them that men don't need to fight and kill for a woman. There's a lot of... how do you say this? There's kids here. So anyway, the men, the older men of the tribe, will usually have their way with the younger women, and it's a don't ask, don't tell situation. So again, a lot of traditions that are just so hard to reach through and so dark, and the not necessarily voodoo there, but the spiritual warfare that goes on there, and the traditions, the religions that they believe, are just far, far, far from our Lord and Savior. And so please pray for the Wonon. My team 2 weeks ago went to stay at another indigenous village for a weekend. Actually, they were invited to stay the weekend. and were able to share the gospel with them and again fortify their houses. But again, they're still holding on to some of their traditions. So just asking the Lord for grace and how to work with these indigenous tribes. The problem also in Panama is there's a lot of racism. And so they, if they go out, they're not treated very well. You'll still see that. They're not allowed in restaurants and things like that. But there is a tribe, the Kuna tribe. They're more brave and outgoing. And so you'll actually see them on the side of the road. They make jewelry, beads and earrings and necklaces and things like that to also make some money for the tribe. And the government has actually now said that it's their land. So they said either the indigenous can leave and run out, or they can say that they can stay. However, people can come by now anytime and walk through their village. They'll give them a fee. So the Panamanians say, okay, well, we'll take that money. But their tribes and their privacy and, again, their stigma now and what their thought process towards North Americans and people coming through is just not good because the government has allowed this. So people are just running through the villages and things like that. So it's just a mess. They just, again, pray that the Lord really has his hand in what he wants to do with the tribes and even the government. It's a very corrupt government. So you can't go by without a little fun, of course. So there I am wearing one of the indigenous skirts. And at Christmas time, we had a water balloon fight, which they loved. So did I. So, and then this is the, I'm not going to say her name because I still mess it up, but she is the 5-year-old granddaughter of the chief of the tribe. So we also, at Christmas time, to learn all their names, we took a picture of the families and wrote them all down. And Feliz Navidad, many of you probably know what that means, Merry Christmas, in Spanish. And so there is, again, Chief Felipe and his wife, Lucida, and their 3 grandkids. And then Word of Life, as I just talked about, they have the camp there. This is Campamento Palabra de Vida, so the camp, Word of Life, Alcanzando a la Juventud con el Evangelio de Cristo, reaching the youth with the gospel of Christ. It has been a joy to work with them. I don't think we would have survived as much as we did without their help and just all that they have done for us. Before I arrived to the States, I got done with 7 weeks of camp with these guys, and there was 100 decisions that were made for Christ out of the 1,000-some kids that actually attended the camp. They come from all over Panama. They look forward to it every year because it's their only time, they would say, of fun and hope and hearing about Christ in a safe environment. So you have kids 6-7 hours coming to this camp in Panama, and it was just a blessed time, and so I just pray for the kids, obviously, that made the decision for Christ and just, again, how hard that can be without such a stable environment at home. And then for the others that did not, and just keep on praying for them that they'll want to come back. It was exhausting, but it was awesome. And I really got to know more of the kids. And as one of my friends working with some of the girls with some one-on-one time, again, like I said, it's very hard to work with Panamanians. They can be very closed off. And so she had the opportunity to work with this one girl. And then I got to know these ladies very well over the course of the 7 weeks. And just the Lord's really working in some of their hearts as they go through their hardships. So it's been a blessing. And then finally, FNL Friday Night Live, we thought that, well, we're doing all this ministry outside of the doors. What about our own kids? And what about the people in our neighborhood? Because we were living in that town called Chame, but we moved closer to the city. Just because we started getting more contacts there, we started knowing more people that were interested in English, and so we were moving the English class towards the city. And then this place called Arehan, where we all live now, it's in between the, so you have the city here, where we live, and then in Chame, so we just felt best to be in between where we have our two bases. And we started this youth group, Friday Night Live, and it's full of Panamanians, our own the own gringo kids from the team, kids from Spain and kids from Colombia. And right when I got to the States, actually, I received word that 3 of those little boys accepted Christ. And their parents now are asking about an adult Bible study. So the Lord's really working in this neighborhood, and we just pray that he keeps His light is being shown through us. Never that they see us, of course, that they see Christ and all that he's doing. And there they are. We're just having a time outside the house. And so those are the ministries that we've been working on in Panama. My heart's there. And just I thank you for all that you guys have done. Just show you some fun pictures. This is the canal, and this is a ship coming through. There's about 47 ships that come through every day and into this canal. And the canal is, it works by gravity, so this water will come up, and then the ship will exit out in the same way as it comes in and is leaving. So there's the canal. And, of course, you can't go without iguana chasing. I didn't eat it. They do eat iguana down there, but there was a huge iguana that, of course, we had to chase down and tie up. But we let them free then. That was fun. And we do have a cinema down there, actually, where we moved to. There's one. And so can't go by without seeing Star Wars. I saw it in both languages. And so for Pastor Cantine, you probably know how may the force be with you in Spanish. Que la fuerza te acompañe. May the force be with you. So that was really cool to see that. And that was a team function. So some good ministry right there. And finally, just to wrap up, this is Panama City. I'm not going to go into politics because Donald Trump does own a tower over here. So I'm not going to say anything about that either. But please, please just pray for Panama City and just the areas where we're working. My heart is there, and I don't know when I can go into, this is the Panama flag, up on top of one of my favorite spots to be with the Lord in Panama, just a getaway spot. But that I would continue to grow my relationship with him and just the prayer for the Panamanians just daily. It's hard. The third one there says that the ministries in Panama would continue to expand while I'm here. Again, my heart is there for these people, and I'm not sure how long I'll be there, but I'm transitioning into a long term, and the Lord has provided a lot of support that's come through. I still need 630 monthly, but I know that he'll do that, and just looking forward to seeing how he'll provide that. I do have new prayer cards. These ones, I have a bunch more, obviously not just one, but I have a bunch more with me if you would like a new prayer card. And it has Max and I on the front. Yes, thank you for the lights. And on the back, it has that picture with the girl from the Indian village on there. And ways to support if you'd like or stay connected, my Facebook or my Skype or email. And if any of you, I'm not sure if any of you are new or anything like that, but if you would like to receive my newsletters, you can sign up. You can let me know your email address, or if you don't do email, you can give me your home address. My mom, actually, she'll print the newsletters up, and then she will mail them to you. So thank you so much for letting me speak, and just I'd love to hear from you guys as well. And you guys have been, again, such a blessing, and I thank you for all your prayers that have sustained me and the team and the Panamanians thus far, and we'll continue to be that way. So thank you.
Thank you, Jamie. Are there questions people would have? Are there questions that people would have in terms of the industry? No, not great. Any questions people would have? Yes. I'm not sure.
Scheduled to go back whenever the support comes in. There is a training that I was going to in May, but I got moved actually to the end of August. So that gives me more time. I said it's hard, but the Lord's teaching me patience and all of this, and it just gives me more time, I think, to be rejuvenated and just learn from the body of Christ that has taught me all these years. So it has been exciting to be back. So thank you. But not sure exactly when, but just when the support comes in and the end of the training, or the training at the end of August. So, I have about 5 supporting churches. So, some of them are actually out in Beaver Falls, where I went to college. So, in the Pittsburgh area. So, there's, all in Pennsylvania.
Well, let's pray together for Jamie right now. Our Heavenly Father, we do bow in your presence and exalt and magnify your great name. We recognize your work in all the countries of the world, and we're thankful to be able to share something of what you're doing in Panama. Would you be pleased to return Jamie to that work as quickly as possible? And thank you for putting it upon our heart, and thank you for the opening up of the opportunities. We would pray for these people that we have seen, the faces that have been shown, Lord, that you'd help each one of them, some of them from such broken situations. We pray, Lord, that you will minister to them, give them a true family among the people of God, and healing and strengthening of these that are orphans and others that are abused at home, and the people that cope with drug addiction and parents and things that are so crushing. We pray that you'd be with these dear ones and help them. We ask you to be with Jamie and the team to know how to reach out. Lord, as by nature they hold themselves back, we pray that they'll find ways to break through in a firm friendship and really be able to meet the heart needs of these kids by sharing with them Jesus. We do pray, Lord, you'll grant openings and the words that are needed. We pray for all the programs that they have where they reach out, that it won't be simply a matter of fun for the kids, although we do want them to enjoy the times that they gather, but we pray that their hearts will be open to hear the word and that they'll be really drawn. As Jamie says, there are those that respond with a real sense of their need for Christ. For those that are feeling their need for Christ but going back to situations where they're not being fed, would you find a way for them? And would you bring them near to those that can help them to grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ? Grant grace, we pray, in those situations. We pray in the difficult situations of dealing with the government who try to solve their own problems and make wrong decisions and things that make it more difficult for those that labor in the gospel. Would you be pleased to clear the way? Would you be pleased to enable some kind of working together? We thank you for the way that you've enabled them to work together with Word of Life. Thank you for the size of this organization and its power to be able to establish things in its heart for people in different countries. And we do pray that you will bless the relationship with Jamie and the team, that they'll be able to work together to reach out to this needy nation. Lord, we do thank you for the reminder that it's a third world nation and they are very far behind the modern world. We do pray for those that work with literacy to seek to bring them up and enable them to open up to the wealth of what comes when you can read. We pray, Lord, you'll give them grace to teach where they can. Lord, if there's a way in which they can use English to reach out, even an interest in English, to reach out and to want to learn, we pray, Lord, that their hearts will be open to hear more than simply how to say it in English, but that they might really, from their hearts, be trusting in the Lord Jesus. Will you work in the programs that they devise? Would you give wisdom? Jamie, again and again, has admitted the need to know how you would have them to work. Would you be with her, help the team to discern your will, where they should live and how to reach out, and do help them in the many things that pull in every direction. Lord, as we look around us here in this country, there's so many needs in so many directions that we could feel the same kind of thing. Would you be pleased to give grace and strength to us as we would labor in the gospel and reach out to a world that is, it seems in many ways, sinking into deeper darkness. Grant us grace, Lord. Lift our vision with that sense of their need of Christ, and then help us to look around us and to see how people around us need the Lord Jesus. Grant us grace, encouragement, and help, we pray. Do prepare our hearts for the worship together this morning and cause our hearts to run out to you in praise. We pray that you will put Jamie upon our hearts and make us to pray the more diligently because of what we've seen. And we pray that you will do a wonderful work in that place. Right now, sustain them. Jamie's obviously torn because her heart is in many things there and they have to go on without her labors. We pray, Lord, that you'll strengthen and help the people there and provide quickly for Jamie to be able to return. You know the need that she has. Pray that you'll touch hearts and raise up opportunities where those needs will be met. Thank you for her. Thank you for the years that we've known her and the way we've seen her grow. Continue to bless her and as she has sent out into the world to minister in a often hostile situation. Would you be with her to make her strong in the Lord, full of the joy of the Lord as her strength, and able to communicate the gospel to these people. Lord, make Spanish to be the language of her heart in so many ways, and grant her grace to be able to reach these dear ones. Lord, have mercy, we pray. Lord, there are so many difficult situations that she faces. Grant her grace in each one, and do pull the group together, working to establish the gospel in the hearts of many. Work, we pray, and thank you for the privilege of being able to share something in that this morning. Do put upon our hearts a desire to pray for her. Work, Lord, in all these things, and thank you for the opportunity to share even now. In Jesus' name, amen.